Welcome back to another episode of Trigger. This is episode 599. We're one episode away from 600. It's hard to believe. Wednesday, March 20th, 2026. I'm Corey Ganimart. Here with me, Matt Vespa. What's going on, Vespa? How are you?
Nothing much. You know, not a lot going on.
It's been a crazy
week. Except for airports shutting down, illegal aliens are still everywhere. We're bombing the shit out of Iran, and Democrats loving terrorists. So, you know.
It's, all right, and that's the end of the show. Welcome
to the show.
Come back next week. Yeah, you pretty much summed it up what we're going to talk about today. It's we're living in crazy times, and Democrats keep displaying what they actually care about. I mean, Chris Murphy said it out loud this week on, Chris Hayes, I think, on MS Now. He said, the illegal aliens are the people we care most about. Go figure, the way they're treating people at American airports right now. It's all to shut down the American way of life, the comfort that Americans feel, the ability to travel. They said, no, that's just not important to us. We couldn't care less how uncomfortable you are. We want to keep as many illegal aliens in a country as possible. So you're going to suffer as a result. It's it's kind of crazy. So Donald Trump, Republicans obviously see this problem. Democrats are, you know, taking some heat for it because it's very clearly their partial government shutdown. They're the ones refusing to fund it. However, you know, the media will be their lapdogs, and they're not taking that much heat as they should be. So Donald Trump decided to step up, and because ICE is fully funded, and maybe they have some time on their hands, I don't know. They decided to help TSA out. ICE is going to help TSA out. Excuse me. And according to Democrats, this is going to be the end of the world. Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, Don Nang Dick, he said, ICE agents at airports will only aggravate delays in lines, disrupting checks, interrogating travelers, dragging parents from children, detaining citizens, shooting, and even killing. Can you believe that? He thinks that ICE agents helping out TSA is going to kill American citizens. Are you serious, Vespa?
Talk like an idiot and your shit's all retarded, Dick. And it's just, that's a lie, just like your Vietnam War service. And it's just, if anything, they've reduced waiting times. The TSA administrator today in front of Congress said that it's helped alleviate a lot of the pressure that the agency is facing in security. So, and nobody seems to be, you know, really mad that ICE agents are there, except for a couple of lone videos of people just going crazy.
They welcome them.
Not welcome here. I'm like they're handing out water. You know, it's just like, okay, like, again, it's just so tiring. I'm
at the
tired.
End of the day, this could be a big PR victory for Trump, because these big, bad, mean ICE agents that the media portrays them out to be, finally thousands. I mean, I've honestly never seen an ICE agent working. I wish I could. I would love to have gone on a ride along, or, you know, see a raid take place. Most of these people have an image that they're mean and angry and trying to destroy people. Now they're on full display for thousands and thousands of people in airports. I'm like, oh, these are actually nice guys. They're handing me a water bottle. Yeah. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate your help today.
They're not Nazis. You know, it's just
so Cory Booker predicted the end of the world basically when ICE would start helping out airports. Man, listen to how he portrayed ICE agents and what they're doing.
And so what's happening today in America that should outrage everybody? He's taking the very same agency that has been bursting into our schools, into our churches, into our hospitals, into our courts, and even into the homes of Americans.
First of all, that's not even true. ICE agents are not bursting into schools and hospitals. It's just such a freaking lie.
It's a lie, but I want them to.
That is reckless.
Exactly. Hey, if they're bursting into hospitals, I think the people
being
a hard time running away.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's talk about every person with a broken leg.
I am putting handcuffs on hands and ankles.
Exactly.
And bringing them to our airports, under the lie that somehow this is going to help deal with the long lines that he created.
Okay, so he mocks the idea that it's going to help with the long lines. We already see that they've been cut drastically. Atlanta and Houston, people were waiting 4 to 5 hours. That's been cut down to like about 30 minutes now in just those airports because of TSA being helped by ICE. And he also lied to say that this is what Donald Trump created. He obviously had nothing to do with the shutdown Democrats are causing. And CNN, unfortunately for them, they had to report on the truth. Here's what they had to say.
Finally, we can take a deep breath here. The numbers have dropped off. The lines are getting shorter. I think the average wait time now is under 40 minutes. So if you have a flight to catch today, it's a good time to come to Hartsfield-Jackson International.
Quite the contrast to what Cory Booker was saying, huh?
They're always wrong. Remember, they're wrong about everything.
Wrong about, and they were,
I
well,
mean, they
just
were
wrong. They're
all
either
giddy,
wrong or
man.
lying.
I mean, they were all they were so excited that ICE was being deployed on Monday. They thought that, you know, oh, we got Donald Trump on the ropes. They could cave. We ain't caving. We better not cave. But like, no, there's been no shootings. There's been no mayhem. Obviously, I don't know why they thought that that would happen. There's been no chaos. It's been a massive PR win for the Trump administration, and it's only highlighted how Democrats caused this.
Yeah, so
So,
let me pick your brain a little bit, because obviously the end result is a good thing for Americans, and that's what we're rooting for. But if we're looking through a strictly political lens here, can't the Democrats claim some sort of victory out of all of this? Because they are getting ICE agents off of the streets, off of the duties that those guys signed up for to deport illegal aliens. Now they're just hanging out in airports helping TSA officers. One, that's a win for Democrats because more people who should be deported are getting to stay here. And two, now that the problem has been fixed, the problem that Democrats created of these long lines, the media is no longer forced to cover it anymore. So I'm looking at this and I'm
They're still
thinking,
at the airports though, man, still talking to people. And
well,
they're all ripping Schumer, and they're still arresting illegal aliens at the airports. Not, you know, people under deportation orders, human traffickers, drug peddlers, they're still finding them.
so
So
there's been a bit of this is where I think the Trump administration may have been a mistake a little bit because you got conflicting messages coming out of the White House. First, Sean Duffy says, no, the ICE agents are just going to be there to help TSA. They're not looking for illegals and they're not going to be deporting or taking anybody into custody. Meanwhile, Tom Homan says the opposite. He says, yes, if you're illegal and you're a criminal, we'll deport you. We'll take you free from the airport. So there's confusion about this. I want them
yeah,
to take these people.
Duffy. Yeah, well, Duffy needs to get his head out of his ass. Okay, like if you're an ICE agent at an airport and you get tipped off there's an illegal alien there, you're gonna arrest the person.
I would hope so. I would
Sorry,
hope so.
you're gonna check the bag. You're gonna wait for them in line, and you're gonna be like, "Oh, hello there," and then arrest them.
Well,
So,
and then
yeah.
you see, they're at some point, if this isn't reopened sometime soon and this government shutdown ends, you're going to see a video of some illegal alien struggling in the airport, resisting arrest by ICE. Everybody at an airport, there's going to be thousands of people with cameras, cell phones, and then Democrats are going to claim some giant victory. Yeah, this poor Mexican lady just wanted to visit her daughter who was halfway across the country and she wanted to fly. They're going to create some kind of giant sob story. So I'm just thinking that, the pieces are there for Democrats to pounce, which they usually do. They're going to pounce on these crazy I don't know. The TSA agents are off the streets. The crisis of the lines are getting lessened, and they're waiting for this story to drop of some poor woman trying to visit their family. So I'm a bit concerned of how this is going to play out. As far as I'm concerned, I think Cory Booker would probably prefer ICE to be stationed in TSA lines and airports. I don't know, for the rest of this administration. Keep them off the streets. No? Am I missing
Yes, I
something?
mean, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Every single one of these sob stories ends up being that the person was absolute total trash. So
Right.
let them, let them, let them. I'm stay the course. I don't get distracted by the noise, you know, and neither should anybody else.
Yeah, you're right. So, anyway, what this brings us back to is negotiations taking place to reopen parts of DHS, which is
Well, it's
shut
not really a
down.
negotiation when one side are legislative terrorists who just don't want to do anything.
And that's what they're proving to be.
Democrat. I mean, they want to defund ICE, so that's their thing. So they're not that all this stuff is in bad faith, and the fact that we're like treating Chuck Schumer with some sort of credibility here is just ridiculous. The guy's a clown. He's hated by his base. So is Hakeem Jeffries. So it's not like don't be afraid of these two people, honestly.
It's
Don't be
infuriating
afraid, John Thune.
what's happening, and the base should, any listener to this program right now should be annoyed as hell what is actually happening. As we know, ICE is already funded through 2029. Okay,
Yes.
so Chuck Schumer, when he's trying to negotiate, what he wants is reforms to ICE. He wants them unmasked. He wants warrants for absolutely every single arrest. And he's holding ICE hostage. Or I'm sorry, he's holding FEMA and TSA agents and all these other parts of DHS, which is shut down. He's holding them hostage so he gets what he wants. But that has already been passed. We the voters have decided, and the lawmakers have made this already the rule of the law that ICE is funded. So he's being a political terrorist, basically defunding all these other stuff until he gets what he wants. And it's so frustrating. John Thune seems to be entertaining this idea because the media are the Democrats' lapdog. They're not placing the blame on Democrats, which is squarely it belongs to. So Democrats are just fine, content riding this out. Meanwhile, Republicans actually care about reopening because we care about the American people. So they're trying to find and come to the middle, even though Chuck Schumer's demands are completely unreasonable. Last night, The Hill reported that Thune is sending over a proposal that would include some defunding of ICE. They're going to change what's already been funded and approved. And here we are as Republicans saying, no, that's not what we voted for. The reports are that Democrats rejected this offer because they want Republicans to go even further. So it's always Republicans giving in, Democrats giving absolutely nothing, and we're going to go more and more and more to the middle, and Chuck Schumer gets what he wants. It's
No,
awful.
at this point, I'd rather nuke the legislative filibuster. I was kind of, I kind of had hesitancy about this, but not anymore. Not anymore. Not anymore. You know what? I'll play devil's advocate here. I trust our messaging. I trust our agenda. I trust, I mean, the messaging part's always a problem. But you know what? If we get SAVE Act passed, if we get, DHS funding passed and a whole slew of stuff without the Democrats' help, fine. So be it. So be it. I don't care.
I think that's might be our only option at this point because they're clearly not willing to play ball. And
Yeah. Because the thing with Corey, if the SAVE Act is codified, right, they can't cheat anymore. It's
And
not like,
then
you know what? I mean, we're gonna turn off the, we're gonna cut off the turn off the spigot
turn
of
off
the
the
Democrats'
cheating.
lifeblood, political
I think
lifeblood. So,
SCOTUS could give us a good ruling down in Louisiana where you can't gerrymander based off of race, basically. We need a couple things to fall our way, but they could break in a big way. And why are Democrats so locked into defunding ICE? It's because they're so obsessed with keeping killers like Jose Medina in this country. A story that's really blowing up this week. It's a tragic story. They all are. A poor girl
But
named.
it but it's but it's it's Lake and Riley 2.0. I mean, Bill Malouf did that. That's the reason why it kind of stings so much. I mean, besides it being awful, but like, it's again, it's another instance of a man, an illegal alien who should not have been here, who was also who had an active warrant on him for shoplifting charges. Doesn't this sound familiar, Corey? And then decided to shoot this Loyola University student, Sheridan Gorman, I think on March 19th, I believe, in the early morning hours.
Yeah, it was
And
March 19th. She's 18 years old, freshman.
so horrible. And we have, of course, the Democrats are silent. Of course, the media is silent because it makes them look bad. It's has Governor Pritzker said anything about this?
His office released a statement. It was
Oh, days later. Yes, it's been
days later. It was absolute bullshit. But let me pl first play you his first reaction. This is, the office took some blowback from, I guess, this statement, and they try to walk it back. But usually, your first response is what you actually meant. Governor Pritzker was asked about this poor girl who was murdered, and here's what he had to say. Take a listen.
There have been real failures. Those failures, of course, extend beyond the borders of Illinois. That's their national failures, a failure to have comprehensive immigration reform, a failure of the president to follow his own edict to go after the worst of the worst there.
So it's Donald Trump's fault. It's Donald Trump's fault because he's not deporting the worst of the worst. But it's your state that's protecting them. It's your state that has sanctuary cities all among them, so they won't work with ICE. It is so tone deaf. He is heartless. I spoke this morning to a man named Joe Abraham, He's a gold father. His daughter was killed by an illegal alien. Her name was Katie Abraham. And this happened also in Illinois. She was killed by an illegal alien driver who shouldn't have been in this country, certainly shouldn't have had a license. And he says it's been over a year now, and J.B. Pritzker has never, ever, ever reached out. Every time he tries to reach out to J.B. Pritzker, it goes avoided. You'll see Joe had a great column today. Please check it out on townhall.com. It's a really heartbreaking story. And he talks about what Katie meant to him and what J.B. Pritzker and those policies took away. The most heartbreaking part about all of it is that it was absolutely preventable. Back to Sheridan Gorman, Chicago alderwoman. Her name is Maria Haddon. This is even more disgraceful than what J.B. Pritzker said. Here's how she described what happened to this poor girl.
All the time, right? And they go out on the pier, they walk around. So the kids were out doing normal things people do in the neighborhood. And it sounds like this might have been a wrong place, wrong time, running into a person who had a gun. They might have startled this person at the end of the pier unintentionally. But that's all the
Might
What the fuck? What the fuck?
have startled this person unintentionally, as if it's okay to whip out a gun and shoot somebody because of that. And she's just excusing the behavior. I mean, is this disgusting? Like, what world are we living in?
All I know is that if that's gonna be, never mind, I'm not gonna say it. But yes, go, she can go fuck herself.
Hey man, go fuck herself. And I'm watching this video. You can't obviously see it while you're listening to it, but she's almost got a smirk on her face, like she's just careless, carefree. Oh yeah, this kind of stuff happens. A guy got
Yeah,
so
because they know
startled.
they're fucked. All right, they're gonna get skull fucked by this because there's no pivot other than, I mean, the one thing they usually say was, well, American citizens also murder and commit crimes at a higher rate. That's not a fucking argument.
No,
It's just
no.
not in this situation. The point is, Sheridan Gorman and others, they are gone because they were killed by people who shouldn't fucking be here, and they would have, the chances of them being alive would have increased dramatically if we enforced our fucking immigration laws, which we didn't do outright for the last 4 years under Biden. So that's not, it's also very, it's a cold and distant question. It's almost like, I mean, I'm going way back here. In 1988, Michael Dukakis was asked about, his views on the death penalty if his wife was raped and murdered, which probably couldn't be asked in a debate today, but this is the 80s. And it was very academic, and everyone thought he, like, it's one of the many reasons why he lost the election. I mean, I know that him running around in the tank and looking like a fucking stunat is like one of them, and among many things. But that answer was just horrifying. There was no emotion in it. It was all like rehearsed. So yeah, dude, your wife gets raped and murdered, and you're gonna give like some fucking college lecture answer on the death penalty?
I mean,
Dude,
these people
yeah.
are sick.
It's
Here's
like the
one
exact
more
same thing.
sick response. The sick mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, he just it seems to think that there's nothing to talk about.
We continue to pray for those victims. Will you take this opportunity to apologize to Sheridan's parents for the policies that they promoted that directly caused her death? That suspect would not be in the city, would not be in the country, but for your policies. Will you take this opportunity to
Well,
apologize
again, I
to
believe
Sheridan?
that we're all grieving the loss of Sheridan and other folks who have lost their lives because of senseless violence. And let's just be very clear, between the Safety Act and the Welcoming City Ordinance. The Welcoming City Ordinance was passed 40 years ago by the first black mayor in the history of Chicago, and the Safety Act was passed under the governor that time, who was a Republican, Governor Rauner. Thank you for your question.
So you will not apologize to Sheridan parents.
Hi, Mayor.
No apologies. You have nothing to say to me.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
He can't even say her name. He can't even address the situation. He
He
somehow
can't even
brings up
out.
a bill that's passed by a previous black mayor. Who the
Yeah.
fuck cares? Nobody asked.
He can't be out there. The guy has like an 8% approval rating. Who the fuck are you?
Ugh.
Like, who the fuck are you? No one gives a shit. Everyone hates you. Including the blacks in the city, obviously. You don't get that low unless anyone, like, the only people that like Brandon Johnson are probably his staff and his family. That's how you get to that 7%.
And whoever's
So,
benefiting from any kind of fraud,
yeah.
he's given out. But
Seriously.
Democrats just refuse to say the obvious. It's a never-ending theme. One person who finally speaks, or every once in a while speaks truth, He doesn't vote with us all the right ways, that's for sure. But John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, he can actually speak obvious truths, things that Democrats are unable to do. He said this to Bill Hemner on Fox News yesterday.
It's like, why can't we just talk about that life lost? Why can't we just acknowledge that this is a serious, serious failure? And now it's devastating as a father. So I don't know why anybody, and that's, again, I was the lead as a Democrat for Lake and Riley, because that's why we have to require to protect America from the dangerous elements that are shouldn't even be here illegally always.
Well, so it's not always the greatest English, but he is obviously frustrated with Democrats who are refusing to say obvious things, obviously.
Pretty sad to see him go.
Yeah, he gets a
I
pass.
mean, politically, I don't mean he's not going to die. Sorry. I mean you know what I mean. The guy, the guy's not going to win re-election, unfortunately. So, but hey, you know what? He's starting to be a surprise, man. I thought he was going to be like a crazy person, but hell, he's starting to be probably one of the few Democrats on the Hill, if not the only one.
Hey, speaking of crazy people, I
Yeah.
didn't realize this, but Joe Kent seems kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard's advisor in the intelligence community. He was recently, well, it sounded like he was going to get fired, but he resigned instead because he claims it's because the war in Iran and all
And
that. He doesn't agree with it.
that letter did not do him any favors. And then he went on a bunch of podcasts, and then he kind of backtracked a bit. I don't know if you saw that tweet. So,
Out of
I
nowhere,
mean,
he just
yeah, it's like, so I thought we were, under Israel's thumb. I guess we're not now. And of course, that comes after he's, now the FBI is investigating him for potentially leaking classified information. So,
maybe he's a little bit crazy, but I saw
as
Michael
Trump said,
Schoen.
nice guy, nice guy. Very weak on security, but nice guy. I'm like, okay, yeah. Now we fucking know. Weak on security. He believes in all these. There's Jewish stars everywhere, Corey.
Stay away from
Pop
those
open, you pop open some maple syrup. There's a
guys.
Jewish people
Exactly.
that created. They poisoned the maple syrup.
What, yeah, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about
Don't
anymore.
even know what I'm talking about either. But that's how crazy this fucking is. Because no one fucking knows. This guy, apparently. The latest nugget to fall is that he feels that the FBI didn't fully investigate Charlie Kirk's assassination, and he felt that there must be something there because every single time I tried digging, I got blocked at every turn. No, bitch, you got blocked because that was not under your fucking purview.
We saw
You
the
know?
video. We there the text messages to his parents
Yeah.
confessing. Michael
Yeah.
Schellenberg wrote about this, and I'll just read a little bit about it here. He said the former director of National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, says the FBI did not properly investigate the assassination last fall of conservative leader Charlie Kirk. The FBI was pretty forceful in saying we couldn't investigate further, he said. I saw no action being taken. Then I guess he went down this conspiracy road that, Israel may be involved in the assassination attempt.
Which and
Kent
he
said
also
that I was definitely warned of that over and over again. If I end up having to play that role, then I'll do it. It's not something I'm seeking. I'm sorry. That was in reference to whether he will testify in Tyler Robinson's murder trial.
defense. Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
And helping him out, saying basically that, well, we weren't really allowed to investigate whether foreign influence had any role in this. So Joe Kent apparently is backstabbing Republicans, just being like kind of a shady, weird person. We know that Tyler Robinson did this. He says he's willing to testify for, I guess, the defense, saying that, well, there could be other alternatives that happens.
I think the term was foreign nexus.
Yeah, foreign nexus.
Foreign nexus was involved. And oh, sorry, full disclosure, Joe Kent was on this podcast, folks. We did interview him about 6 years ago. He had just defeated Jaime Herrera Butler in the primary. And he seemed like a nice guy. He seemed hardcore MAGA at the time, but hey, yeah, people change,
People
apparently.
change. It seems like him, Candace Owens, and others, they're basically at the time they took this
I
talking
wouldn't
at
say he's as
Israel.
nuts as Candace right now. I mean, Candace is like, I think she's in a separate category, Corey. I mean,
Sure,
that's
but
the
it's.
Egypt whites and everything. Like when
Oh,
Alex
yeah.
Jones, has to come out and say, "Hey, Candace, you're nuts." That's how you think is completely just a circus.
Oh, no,
So, but
you're totally right about that.
he's out there.
They're not the same league as far as craziness, but they are promoting this idea that Israel could somehow be involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination. They're basically taking left-wing hoaxes, conspiracy theories, brought out of thin air, out of nowhere, and distracting from the fact that this guy was a hardcore leftist, the person who killed Charlie Kirk. He was dating a tranny. And now the story is no longer on, the mental illness of the left-wing party. I mean, it should be all about
Charlie
Charlie Kirk and his
was
family and
pro-Israel.
how Israel may be involved. And that's
Charlie
just
was
useful
pro-Israel. I
idiot.
don't understand any of this. It's just it's none of it makes sense.
No. So Joe Kent, he's on the shit list. I used to like him, but I do not like him anymore. All right. Vespa, what are you looking forward to this week? You watching anything with a close eye we can look for in your writing?
Circling, just keeping an eye on the DHS stuff. We got some definitely being on the lookout for the Voting Rights Act decision from the Supreme Court, which could give us the South forever. Let's see how Mark Wayne Mullen does. He was sworn in, confirmed and sworn in. And some Supreme Court rulings, actually. Apparently, for mail-in ballots, oral arguments were heard on Monday about that case, whether or not states are allowed to count ballots days after election day.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe we're going to get a win. Or, of course, it's not, if people in the room sense that the Supreme Court's going to lean in favor of the Trump administration regarding asylum claims, that we can turn away people before they set foot on American soil, which is going to be huge. So, and also, keeping an eye on the ongoing Iran negotiations. There's no more bombings right now because we're talking a little bit with these people for reasons that escape me. I don't get it. They're terrorists. Let's just keep going. But we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
So, other
Lots to
than
look
yeah.
forward to, and we'll check it out on townhall.com. We really appreciate your support, and we really appreciate you listening to this episode of Triggered. If you enjoyed Triggered and want it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. You can use promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership. You will not only be directing funding to hear us at here to us, excuse me, on Triggered and get access to Triggered Uncensored, which is also ad-free, but you'll get all of our other VIP members-only content, like Matt Vespa's VIP columns, Kurt Schlichter's VIP columns, and so many more. Thanks to all who have already become VIP members. It means the world to us, and those who aren't, we still love you anyway. Don't forget, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to help us beat the big tech algorithm. Vespa, this was fun this week, and we'll do it
Sure.
next week, episode 600. I think Storm will be back.
Yeah, but either way, we'll see y'all next week.